Have you ever noticed how crisis strips away everything except what matters most? In hospital waiting rooms, on sleepless nights, during moments when life cracks open, that's when we reach for something beyond ourselves. Maggie Omen Shannon's Prayers for Healing exists for precisely these moments, though it offers far more than emergency spiritual relief. This collection of prayers spanning centuries and traditions has quietly become a sanctuary for over 500,000 readers worldwide, translated into 28 languages. What makes these ancient and modern words so powerful? Perhaps because they speak to the part of us that knows healing begins not with fixing what's broken, but with remembering what remains whole. Prayer operates in a realm where logic cannot follow. It's the whisper we speak when no one's listening, the plea we make to forces we cannot name, the gratitude that wells up unbidden. Shannon's collection honors this mysterious territory by refusing to limit prayer to any single tradition. Here, a 16th century Catholic mystic sits beside a Buddhist monk, a Sufi poet converses with a Native American elder, and contemporary voices join the chorus that has echoed through human history since we first looked up at stars and wondered. What emerges from this diversity isn't confusion, but recognition. The Dalai Lama notes in his introduction that inner peace discovered through prayer must flow outward into service. Contemplation and action form an unbreakable bond. This insight appears across traditions. Martin Luther King Jr.'s spiritual practice fueled his civil rights work. Dorothy Day's contemplative life inspired her service to the poor. Prayer becomes not an escape from the world, but a deeper engagement with it, transforming both the one who prays and everything they touch. Winter prayers acknowledge what the season teaches. Darkness has wisdom, rest is productive, healing means endearing. Lao Tzu's winter solstice meditation invites us to return to the source, finding peace not by adding more, but by stripping away until only essence remains. This contradicts our culture's faith in action, yet opens a door that frantic doing keeps locked. The collection follows seasonal cycles: spring renewal, summer abundance, autumn release, winter rest, mirroring how we actually heal, not through constant progress, but through rhythmic movement between growth and dormancy. December's prayers hold unresolved paradox. George Eliot seeks to be the cup of strength while needing strength herself. Rumi welcomes all emotions as honored guests. Even depression and shame deserve a seat at the table. January deepens winter's teaching. Anne Hillman suggests we must learn to live in the passive voice for a while, to be acted upon rather than to act. February speaks to spring's subtle stirring. Rumi invites return regardless of past failures. The door stands open. Thich Nhat Hanh provides loving kindness meditation, beginning with self-compassion, acknowledging we cannot offer others what we withhold from ourselves. Winter teaches that healing isn't always dramatic transformation. Sometimes it's simply finding small flames when cold seems endless. When spring arrives, the language itself lightens. The vernal equinox meditation notices green of new growth everywhere, asking to be touched by grace, active participation in the world's renewal. Mary Oliver's Wild Geese offers the collection's most liberating message. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert, repenting. How many of us believe healing requires punishment first, that we must earn wholeness through suffering? Oliver sweeps this aside. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Permission to be human becomes the gateway to healing. April's prayers connect personal renewal with ecological restoration. Hildegard of Bingen implores the budded, greening branch to raise up frail ones. We heal together or not at all. Jim Cohn reminds us that you carry the cure within you, in the wisdom your body already holds. May addresses suffering directly. Augustine asks for light when burdens weigh heavy, while Dina Metzger's prayer asks forgiveness for human harm to animals, acknowledging that our healing cannot be separated from the healing of all creation. Spring teaches that renewal isn't just personal, it's communal, ecological, planetary. Summer prayers pulse with vitality and connection. Meister Eckhart finds strength in children and animals, beings who haven't learned to hide their aliveness. William Styron describes recovery from depression as ascending to the capacity for serenity and joy, while Rumi speaks of transformative nights where something opens our wings. A Native American proverb compares life to a wildflower, growing freely in beauty and joy. We're meant to flourish, not just survive. Julian of Norwich's reassurance that all shall be well offers trust in life's underlying goodness when surface evidence suggests otherwise. Phil Cousineau's encounter with blind drummers in Marrakesh revealed how limitations open unexpected pathways. They taught him about feeling through hands. August prayers recognize that personal wellness depends on collective well-being. Joan Metzner's planetary prayer addresses militarization and pollution, asking God to transform our fears and purify our vision. As Theodore Rothke reflects, being, not doing, is my first job, a radical act of healing in a culture measuring worth by productivity. Autumn prayers honor necessary release for new growth. Chris Van Cleve's Equinox Meditation observes, "The summer yields to the autumn winds blowing, while the cool burns the leaves golden red." Wendell Berry seeks to rise up joyfully like a bird and fall without regret like a leaf, embracing both ascent and descent as natural movements. October brings prayers confronting suffering's deepest dimensions. A Ravensbrück concentration camp prisoner offers extraordinary forgiveness toward captors, perhaps the collection's most radical healing prayer, demonstrating that forgiveness liberates the forgiver and breaks cycles of violence. Hildegard of Bingen celebrates the Holy Spirit as our true life, luminous, wonderful, awakening the heart, while Lile Hazlip reflects on forgiveness as abandoning revenge that would follow into my next life. November addresses collective healing and social justice. Marian Wright Edelman's Election Day Lament repeatedly asks God to forgive our rich nation, where children suffer quite legally, reminding us that healing must address systemic injustice. Rilke advises loving questions themselves, like locked rooms, rather than seeking premature answers. Autumn teaches that some healing requires patience and radical reimagining of social structures. Winter's return brings prayers for guidance through darkness. Precious Lord pleads, "Take my hand. I am tired. I am weak. I am worn," acknowledging vulnerability as healing's starting point. Wendell Berry invites us to go dark and discover how darkness blooms and sings, absence containing its own fullness. An Eskimo shaman teaches that wisdom can be reached only through suffering, while Rilke urges, "If drinking is bitter, change yourself to wine." Basho finds unexpected beauty in A Hated Crow on Snowy Morning, a winter teaching about discovering grace in what we've rejected. Paul Tillich describes grace striking us when life becomes intolerable, arriving with the message, "You are accepted." This captures spiritual healing's essence, recognition that we're embraced by love in our brokenness, perhaps especially then. The collection concludes with A Course in Miracles affirming, "This is the day when healing comes to us, when separation ends and we remember who we really are. The wheel turns, seasons cycle, and we return transformed." Shannon's greatest gift is gathering diverse voices: Christian mystics, Buddhist monks, indigenous wisdom keepers, secular humanists, into conversation that transcends denominational boundaries. What emerges isn't watered-down spirituality, but recognition of common threads, acknowledging suffering, surrendering to greater wisdom, practicing gratitude, and serving others. The collection invites multiple approaches. Follow it sequentially, use the index for specific concerns, or randomly select prayers for your current need. However you engage, these prayers create sacred pauses that interrupt stress patterns and open channels to deeper wisdom. Regular practice develops essential healing qualities. Gratitude becomes habitual, training us to recognize blessings even in difficulty. Surrender releases rigid control. Compassion expands as prayers include others' well-being, creating healing ripples beyond ourselves. In a world fragmented by technology and individualism, prayer offers a path back to wholeness, reconnecting us with ourselves, each other, the natural world, and the mysterious source from which all life flows. These aren't magic formulas, but invitations into ongoing conversation with the sacred. Your prayer awaits, ready to meet you exactly where you are.